Welcome to our service at Pentecost, the time when God equipped the people, his church, with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that he may be glorified in all of the nations. And at this time when we can't be together because of the coronavirus, we can't be together as we'd like, let us remember that God's Holy Spirit is with us all. So we ask, come, Holy Spirit, to us all, to lift our hearts and minds to your worship and to give you thanks. But before we begin, let us just take a few moments to think why we're here. Heavenly Father, you created the people of your church to speak, forgive, and bring peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to bless the world with your love. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouths shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, and ever shall be, the world without end.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord be praised.
God be merciful unto us and bless us, and show us the light of his countenance, and be merciful unto us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Yea, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations rejoice and be glad, for thou shalt judge the folk righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee.
Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, even our own God, shall give us his blessing.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the world shall fear him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the autumn rains, because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. You sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Here ends the first lesson.
Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, and lighten with zealous fire. Thou, the anointed Spirit art, who dost thyself all gifts impart. Thy blessed unction from above,
for behold from henceforth
hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away.
Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood, and fire, and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here ends the second lesson.
believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully
ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
God, who as at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by the sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, world without end.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed,
Give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Let us pray. Most powerful Holy Spirit, come down upon us and subdue us. Father God, we pray that we shall welcome the presence of your Holy Spirit and open our lives to serve you in the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From heaven, where the ordinary is made glorious, and glory seems but ordinary, Father God, we pray that the ordinary things which we do for others will transform lives, so that by the working of the Holy Spirit, your glory will be revealed and made known to many. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bathe us with the brilliance of your light like dew. Father God, we pray that your light may so shine that the path you would have us follow will become clear as day. May your Holy Spirit fall like fresh dew in the early morning light to bathe us and refresh us on our pilgrim journey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Let us conclude this time of prayer by saying together the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.